Traditional Sikh music was played in the ceremonial courtroom of the federal courthouse in Milwaukee. U.S. Attorney James Santel says the courthouse is also a temple, one of justice, and a suitable place to help mark the nearly one-year anniversary of a white gunman with neo-Nazi ties killing a half-dozen worshippers at the Sikh temple in suburban Oak Creek. Santel read a letter from U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder in which Holder announced the FBI will track hate crimes against Sikhs, Hindus, Arabs, Buddhists, Mormons, Jehovah's Witnesses, and Orthodox Christians.
And as we look to the future, I am confident that this change will help us better understand the law enforcement challenges we face. It will empower us to better enforce relevant laws to protect everyone in this country. And it is emblematic of our unwavering resolve to prevent and seek justice for acts of hate and terror.
Leaders of the Milwaukee area Sikh community welcome Holder's announcement. Oak Creek Temple President Kulwant Dhaliwal says good data is important.
I'm a doctor. See, unless you know the problem, make a diagnosis, you can't treat it. So you have to know first where the problem is, what kind of problems are there, what kind of crimes are being committed. Then we will look for the solution from there.
Dhaliwal says he has faith in the Justice Department, but says national Sikh organizations will help keep track of any hate crimes. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.